visitors from the nearby resort. In their wind mask with red topknots, they look like gollywogs. One of the gollywogs leaned close to Billy to catch his perhaps dying words. Billy thought the skier was from World War II.
My name is Billy Pilgrim. I'm an American soldier. And my address is slacked off.
Billy was rescued by the skiers and taken to a small private hospital where he had an operation and dreamed millions of things, some of them true. Like the first evening in the slaughterhouse. Werner Gluck, one of their young guards, just 16, a Dresden boy, tried to lead his prisoners to the kitchen, but lost his way. And they emerged in a communal shower room full of 30 teenage girls, German refugees. And there those girls were with all their private parts bare. And in the doorway was Gluck and Edgar Darby and Billy Pilgrim, the child soldier, the high school teacher, and the clown in his toga and silver. The girls screamed. They covered themselves with their hands and turned their backs and so on, and made themselves utterly beautiful. Werner Gluck, who had never seen a naked girl before, closed the door. Billy had never seen one either. It was nothing new to Darby. The Americans in the slaughterhouse had a very interesting visitor 2 days before Dresden was destroyed. Howard W. Campbell, Jr. was the Nazi sympathizer who had written the monograph about the shabby behavior of American prisoners of war. He had a broad armband, which was red with a blue swastika in a circle of white.
See here, you guys. Blue is for the American sky. White is for the race that pioneered the continent, drained the swamp and cleared the forests and built the roads and bridges. Red is for the blood of American patriots. Now see here, fellas. I want you to join the Free American Corps. And once we defeat the Russians, you will be repatriated through Switzerland. Okay? Are you hearing me? You're going to have to fight the commies sooner or later. Why not get it over with now,
You know what you are, Campbell? A snake.
It was poor old Edgar Darby, on his feet for what was probably the finest moment of his life.
Worse, a rat, a blood-filled tick. Our government, our Constitution, the USA, offers freedom, justice, and opportunity. There isn't a man in this room who wouldn't gladly die for these ideas. The American family runs together for infecting the whole world.
The Americans and their guards took shelter in a meat locker hollowed in living rock under the slaughterhouse. There was no refrigeration. There was candlelight. Nothing happened that night. It was the next night that about 130,000 people in Dresden would die. So it goes.
Tell me a story, Billy boy. Please.
In the zoo on Tralfamador one time, with the privacy canopy down, and Montana Wildhack, 6 months pregnant, and millions of light years away from strawberries and cream, which she craved badly, asked only this one little favor from Billy Pilgrim, a story.
Dresden was destroyed on the night of February 13, 1945. And we came out of our shelter the next day. All the stockyards with their fence posts were gone. The roofs and windows of houses all gone, and there were these hundreds and hundreds of little logs lying around.
Logs?
Yeah. People. Montana. People who had been caught in the firestorm. The buildings had collapsed, and the stones and the wood were all locked in low and graceful curves. Well, it's like the moon.
What did you do?
We were marched through this city of no survivors. We got to an inn in a suburb.